This is Andy.
And this is Matt.
And you're listening to
The Hop Podcast with No Name.
What a dumb name.
It's so stupid. Episode 50. I don't like the fact that we're looking at each other. This is going to make this entire episode way worse. No, we are going to do something slightly different. We ended last episode where you falsely promised that in the next episode we would talk about if you are someone who maybe is just under the C-suite and you were looking to get started on your hop journey, what could you do?
Yeah, what would the first few steps of a cohesive plan look like if you weren't doing this from like sort of this scrappy one site at a time, one location at a time sort of thought process of trying to garner interest.
Hugely large, overarching. Yep. Hey, company, we're going in this direction. Get on board.
Yeah.
So
you told me we're not doing that. Yes. Is what happened.
In the spirit of anniversaries, like we do for every major anniversary, I figured, and then you don't have enough sway in what we do to decide.
Just reluctantly went along with it.
Agreed. We would do episode 50 just as a general sort of Q&A between each other about the podcast in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Which feels weird for both of us because I don't know if many people know this. So most of the time when we're quote unquote working, we are training.
Quote unquote. I appreciate the fact
I don't give anyone the wrong idea.
Yeah.
Either virtually or in person.
Yeah.
And I would say maybe 25% of the time we bring up that we have a podcast in the moment when we're doing a training live. It's just not something we always advertise or talk about. We're very proud of. It's just not something that comes up for us. It's weird for us to talk about ourselves doing something like this.
Yeah.
But we love it and we like doing it. So we figured we would take episode 50 and talk about it.
We would. And we're facing each other, which to be clear for why that would be odd is that normally our setup
is you are in the closet under a blanket.
Normally our setup is one in which it's actually really hard to face each other because of the size of the desk,
which I have brought up on prior episodes.
So we kind of just are sitting next to each other, kind of talking towards each other. But today we have more space because we're in a hotel room. And we are actually looking at each other, which,
Boo. That's exactly what's happening. And which actually maybe goes into one of the questions we talked about, which is how early do we record the podcast or do we record a bunch of episodes and then release them over weeks?
Yeah.
And it is Tuesday.
It is.
And this
Tuesday.
Episode will come out on Wednesday,
which is tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. Some people asked us that because very specifically, especially when we were talking with Eric and Ron, there were a few people that contacted us because they were a little bit upset that we hadn't released all of the episodes, that we were going to parse them out, even though they were really confident we had recorded all of the episodes. And what they did not know is that we had not recorded all of the episodes. So even if we had wanted to release them all at once.
So this is my first thank you. Not to you.
Oh, no.
To all the listeners who think that we're that well prepared and who believe in us that we record that early. We don't. We typically record about anywhere between a week and a couple of days before it releases. And we do that for two reasons. One is what we joked about, which is we are fairly busy and we just don't sit down with a 3-hour or 4-hour block and record multiple episodes.
Not to say we can't. Like, to be clear, if we wanted to, I am sure there are people that are as busy, if not busier than we are, that have figured out how to do this more proactively than we do. I want to put that out there that I am confident this is an us problem and not just a scheduling
issue.
We
are the people problem of our own doing.
I am absolutely confident
in this situation. And the other one is that it does give us the freedom to use something recent to talk about.
Yeah.
which we really like doing.
Yeah. Actually, I think that that is one of the things that I enjoy the most about waiting. I mean, honestly, until the last minute in many cases to record this is that we get to talk about things that are top of mind for something that has currently happened or is happening or that we just heard from an organization and then get to, I don't know, give that out to people very quickly in terms of, you know, what we're learning, what we're seeing, what we're understanding. So if there was an advantage, that would be it. There's a lot of disadvantages to waiting to the last minute.
Oh, but, yeah. And
like, yeah. This is one of them right now in this.
Well, let's see how it turns out. If it's a good episode, then we're just proving our point as to why this is the right way to do it. Which also, yeah, we gives us time to figure out what we want to talk about. But then sometimes we do get really excited about an idea.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Eric and Ron episodes, we couldn't stop talking about them. We were talking about, you and I were talking about it individually in between the sessions, how great we thought it was. Another time that happened was with your how you can go and do Hop Tomorrow sort of series, which stemmed from you in the moment at a keynote working and someone bring it up to you and you'd be like, oh, wait, yeah, I have a list. And then you wrote down a hand, list by hand and then spent episodes going on and on and on about it.
Yeah. Well, in the way I normally just go on and on and on about stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Which is really, it's helpful. And I think that's kind of, I mean, that's the reason why we started doing the podcast, I think, in general. I wouldn't have guessed that we had 50 episodes worth of stuff to talk about.
That some would argue that we don't.
I think that's a very good argument to make. And we were planning on stopping a few episodes back. We're actually planning on not recording anymore. But we can get to that later. But the reason we started, or at least I think I said it in one of the first episodes. Maybe I didn't. I don't remember anymore. But it was to create a resource that felt easier to do than writing a book.
So you're lazy.
I mean, I guess.
Is what I've heard.
Is that there was a request. There'd been multiple requests, multiple discussions about trying to help write write a book about integration, about what it looks like from various different perspectives in an organization, about the things that change, about the things that people get stuck on, and putting that in a book. And I love to write, but I'm not very efficient at it.
Oh yeah, efficient. Sorry.
I'm not efficient at it. I like things to be written in a specific way, and I like to mull over how the words are used and the turn of phrase to have something describe kind of exactly what I'm hoping people get from it. And because of that, it does take me a very long to write. Helping Bob Edwards with his book, Bob's Guide to Operational Learning. It took a very, very long time. And I think I just decided I didn't have the energy to do that. And so I needed a faster medium, I guess, in this case. And then people have taught us, because people are so much smarter than I am. I mean, for many reasons, but my ability to use technology is surprisingly low. Like it is shockingly poor.
Given your age demographic, you are on the bottom.
I need like lessons that, you know, you'd probably have to think about giving like a grandmother of many, many grandchildren. You would give them this lesson.
I give it another year.
Before I need that lesson.
Before your oldest daughter teaches you something about the phone that you didn't know.
That I didn't know. Yep. Yeah, that's right. She will be 6 at that point in time. Anyway, so what people have taught us is that, I mean, I guess theoretically you can turn episodes into a book if we wanted to. Actually, someone very kindly took a bunch of the transcripts of these episodes, ran it through some version of ChatGPT AI-esque.
Nailing it.
Wow. Thank you. I really have the terminology down, right? And then turned it into a chapter of a book. So anyway, I could pretend that was my intent the entire time, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Not even close.
I think I remember it was about when we first started working together. So about 3 years ago when, what was it? I think we were on one of the calls. Like I was just going to introduce people you'd been working with for a little while. And someone's like, Andy, when's that next book coming out? And I like just kept stone faced on the call and we finished. And I was like, what was she talking about? And you're like, well, yeah, you know, some people think I may have said a maybe.
I started working on it. And then you're like, all right, show me. And yeah. I'm like, here's the first paragraph of the first chapter of the.
Yeah. And that was, I mean, a kickstart conversation for where we are now.
Yeah.
Was deciding that this might be just something that it lives too. It changes all the time. We add to it. We.
Yeah. I mean, but ultimately it was just designed to be a resource, especially if like we'd be in training and it'd be the end of a day and there would be, you know, a story that I really wish we had time to tell, or, you know, somebody would be stuck on a specific concept. And inevitably people always ask like, well, where can we learn more? Like, what can we learn about it? And there's so many great resources. I mean, there's very, very intelligent people that have written amazing books. There's amazing podcasts. There's amazing, but there was nothing that I knew well enough to specifically say, here's 20 minutes on this piece of a puzzle that I know would be helpful based on the fact that we had, you know, this whole conversation together.
Yep.
I know this piece of this puzzle would be helpful and we just didn't have time for it. And so, I guess the thought was that maybe we could collect some of those pieces of a puzzle and have it saved somewhere so that people could have access to some of it.
It's always fun for me when we like do a 2-day session and at the end someone's asking, we're getting to the very end and someone asks a question and we realize we can't answer it fully. And we're like, well, we have a podcast. You can listen to it. And like you weren't going to mention this. It's like, no, you're terrible at self-promoting. And I have a background in sales. So I feel like I just come off as a salesperson in some ways. So I just don't. I just refuse to do anything that's like self-promoting. Yeah, that's always a fun see people's faces go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, 50 episodes, huh? Okay. Wow.
Oh, so.
Okay, question for you.
Yeah.
Which you said to me that I wrote down, now I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Why no guests, or at least until we had Eric and Ron on?
Yeah, why no guests? Because you would think, I mean, you'd think that two people who spend a considerable amount of their time learning and teaching people the importance of learning would value other people's input enough to record it, right? Like, I mean, that's just, we talk about operational learning all the time. There are people in this space that are actively integrating things today. So you'd think that you would want to learn from them, hear what they have to say and use that to help other people. That is using hop to do hop, I guess. Mm-hmm. If you had to say it any other way. And we do spend a lot of time learning from people. Many of the conversations that we get to have, whether it be like routine standing meetings that we have, that we bring people together to learn from them, or we're interacting with specific organizations, we very intentionally spend the time to ask people what's working well, what's not working well, what was integrated well, what wasn't. One of my favorite calls that we have and we get to do is what we call Tuesdays at 2, mm-hmm. which is a whole bunch of people that are trying to do this stuff in the space, get to come together and ask each other questions. And I get to learn so much about what's working well and not working well. We spend the time to learn and then we try to pass it on. And the reason we don't have guests is entirely to do with my ability to logistically figure out how to do that well. That is it. I mean, that is it. There is no other reason apart from it is hard enough for you and I to figure out how to create time and space to record when it's just our two schedules to try to create. When you add in somebody else's schedule and then trying to make sure that they're comfortable, right? Make sure that they've got prep time so that they don't feel like something's thrown at them. I give so much credit to people who run podcasts and spend that time up front and get guests lined up and have those conversations and make sure that, you know, the folks that they're talking to are comfortable. So much credit. And I just personally, as an individual, can't figure out how to fit that into our schedule. That's it. There's no other reason for me.
Ask me why, because I have a answer.
Okay. So Matt, why don't you guys have more guests?
Because of your inability to get things scheduled. Yeah, I think it's, we go back and forth on this a lot, but you having two young kids,
yeah,
and a family, and I don't. So it's just, we're always balancing all of our schedules, and the two little girls, you know, take priority in a lot of ways, and which they should.
Yeah.
But I think that's something that is actually going to spring us into our next question, or next set of questions. Yeah. Favorite part of the first 50 episodes?
Oh, favorite part of the first 50 episodes. And
we'll leave Eric and Ron out specifically, because that would be both of our favorites.
Yeah, absolutely.
So other than those episodes.
Nothing that we recorded.
No. Okay. Well, we made it this far. So thanks, everybody.
No, it's nothing that we record. I mean, sure. I mean, there's some things that like specific episodes that I think that stick out, maybe just because they're abnormal compared to some of the other ones, like how we talk about applying this in personal life, like a few episodes around that. When I got to operationally learn about your men's over 30 wood bat baseball league.
Yeah, but make sure it's a very, like a city. It's you gotta refine it as far as you can. It's men's over 30 wood bat in one city in Massachusetts.
Baseball league. So those things stick out, but that's not my favorite part at all. I mean, my favorite part is one that we get to have fun doing it in terms of recording it. And then my second favorite part is when we get to go somewhere and people hear your voice specifically. And they're like, wait, are you the Matt from the podcast? Wait, we listen to your podcast. I feel like I know you already.
And I always say, nope, that's not me. I would never.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. My favorite part is getting to have people recognize you and your voice when we're somewhere. Yeah, that's what brings me joy.
Cool answer. Mine is, I like when someone sends us an email and not like, hey, we love the episode. We very rarely get like just, if ever, just a message like, love the stuff you're doing, keep it up. It's never that, because it's maybe not that good. Maybe that's what we should strive for.
Maybe we should reflect on that.
It's usually people who take us up on the,
hey, fling us something. Fling us,
and they truly will send like a couple paragraphs of a story.
Yeah.
That's like, here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm stuck. Could you talk about something about this? I think it's the best. It makes me so happy. That, and if we see someone on LinkedIn that said like, I listened to this and it meant something to me or it did something for me, I think those are definitely my highlights.
Yeah. I wish we actually had more people that would fling us things. I mean, we have quite a few, but that I love knowing what people are currently struggling with. Because we do have access to being able to talk to a lot of different people, which means if somebody has a thing that they're struggling with, because of the fact that we get to go talk to different organizations and bring people together and, you know, have those types of conversations, and we're connected with other people that teach this around the world, our ability to kind of gather ideas or information around a topic, and then hopefully come back and report back, right? Like hopefully bring that to something that's useful for people. I hope more people take us up on the offer of
being able to do that. Well, it's fun, because that was my next question, was what's your goal for the next 50 episodes?
Yeah.
And it sounds...
No, we're not going to do... Are we going to do 50 more? Are you kidding me?
You are in a contract. You are in a legally binding contract.
We don't have 50 more episodes of things to say.
Well, that brings me to my goal, which is funny. This was going to sound like we planned it. You had no idea I was asking this or where this was going.
No clue.
My goal for the next 50 is to get more people on the podcast. Not exclusively, not like all guests all the time.
Yeah.
Just get a couple people on with us, maybe similar to Eric and Ron, maybe some other people. And just
no one will be similar to Eric and Ron.
Yeah. We like those guys a lot. But similar ideas that we can share.
Yeah.
And have people maybe feel like there's other individuals going through something similar that they're going through and they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
That'd be my future goal. Okay. Last question. And this is not a good last question. It's just the last one of my notes.
Do you just have a scribbled down list of questions?
I do. I can barely read it. And that's not, if you listen to last, it was not an eyesight issue. That is a handwriting issue. I was going to be a teacher, and that was probably my biggest obstacle. So I think this is just a fun way to end it.
You've decided we're ending it on this question. You're building it up a lot.
No, I'm not intending to. It's not good. Well, my thought is if you made it this far in the episode, you probably want to be here.
I mean, they probably should have turned it off however many minutes ago when they realized we weren't going to talk about anything real.
This is a weird one, but what's your major takeaway? Mm. I hate that I even said that. What's your
major takeaway
that you want people to have about Hop?
Oh. Like if I had to pick a thing?
Yeah, because we have said it episode after episode. We don't have an elevator pitch. It takes so long to explain what we do. People ask me now, 3 years into doing this, and I just go, it's a lot. And we work with these people.
So I have to, what do I want people to know about this? Like people who haven't heard of it before?
Yeah, I mean, or people who are heard a little bit about it and they're just sort of picking it up. Maybe I'll go first.
No, okay, you go first. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think about this often, and I refuse to use this phrase, but I'll use it now to show what I'm talking about, which is to not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Mm. I think so often we're conditioned to learn something new means that we have to rewrite what we're doing. Mm. And that means... we used to do an exercise at my last company that was a start, stop, continue.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's ever.
It's pretty common.
What, you know, what do you want to start doing? What are you doing now that you want to stop? And what do you want to continue doing? It's usually just, Hop is just continue what you're doing and just using a different thought process to go and do it. Mm-hmm. And I think we tried an analogy to explain what that shift meant one episode. But it's just, I think I really go back to that point time and time again when I explain kind of what this is. That's my takeaway that I want people to have.
That they don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would I like people to know?
At least you haven't already trained for 9 hours today and have the worst flu you've ever had. When I asked you this question, that would be bad for everybody, right?
At least those two things didn't both happen.
Absolutely happened.
I know, I just don't know how to articulate it. I know what I would want people to know. I think that I spend sometimes 9 hours trying to explain it, like today. If I could just take something and like place it in people's brain so that it had meaning to them without so much explanation to get there, it would be that this is a way of thinking that is not safety specific or even industry specific, and that it's not hard to physically execute. It's only exhausting because it's hard to mentally execute the thought process because we have to rewrite habit loops. But like the throwing the baby out with the bathwater actually ties into it of like, meaning when I say it's not hard to physically execute, what I mean is that, I mean, I guess you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater is what I mean.
I am so upset that we've used that phrase so many times. I don't edit things out of these. It's just usually straight through. I'm so tempted. It's like beep beep.
that we can just take this thought process and use it to make us better leaders. Like that it's actually that simple. That it is so hard to do because it's mentally hard to do, but it is actually that simple. It is actually that simple.
It's just, it's weird because it is that simple. It's just not that easy. Like it's yeah, not yeah, it's to, I, get, yeah. to get there.
Yeah.
Then once you get there, it's simple.
Yeah. Well.
Well, that was a fun way to end. this was. Oh, actually, I want to tell one more thing.
All right.
And this is totally self-serving.
I'm ready.
But I guess when we were talking about what it'll be like and things we take away. And so part of the reason I've really enjoyed doing this podcast is I realized in having these conversations with you that when you sit down and you put a microphone in front of your face and you know you're recording and you know that people might hear it, it forces you to sort of really think critically about what you're going to say and why you're going to say it. But it also makes you have some really honest conversations. Mm. And so I actually started to, my friends heard that I was doing a podcast with you. And
you have friends?
I have some friends outside of you and from my hometown that I grew up with that I try to stay in touch with. And they heard that I was doing a podcast and some of them listened, but I just explained why I enjoyed it so much. And we started getting together once every couple weeks, and we each have like cheap little microphones that we throw up, and we put it on Google Meets and we hit record, and we just have any one of our friends who can join that day join. Mm. And then we zip off the file into the shared drive, and anyone who wasn't able to make it can listen to it. And we talk about fantasy sports and movies and TV. But it created this place for people that I love and don't get to spend a lot of time with making the effort and the energy to be together and talk about something.
Hmm.
And it's something I never would have thought. It's silly. We'll never release an episode, but it's just something that we now have together that keeps us together. And it's just really, I wouldn't have done that without our podcast. So it's been a weird, really nice change for me.
Nice. Was there a question in that, or is that just a...
Oh, no, that was just me. I said it was going to be self-serving. I've already acknowledged that. But I guess if I was going to make it about the podcast, I would say, this podcast has done a lot for us. And if you take it, like, call your friends. I don't know.
I love it.
Call your friends.
That's perfect.
If you have to do something silly, like schedule time to record it together on a Google Meet, do that. Yeah. But just find a way to get together. It really is meaningful to me. Meaningful enough to end our 50th episode with it.
I love it.
So.
Well, we should actually end it with thanking, I think, the original gift giver of the Rodecaster that we used to record this, which is actually what prompted us to actually do this, was a joint gift between Todd and Jay.
Yeah.
To kind of push us to do something useful with our lives, I think. So we appreciate that.
Thank you both.
All right. So next episode, do we get to go back to talking about...
Yeah, this is the only one. Maybe episode 100, we'll do it again.
All right, okay,
that's fine. But the next 50, 49, will be back to the regular scheduled program. All right, thanks everyone for listening. Talk soon.
Well, that's it.
Yep, another one in the books. We did it.
If you want to send us any of your thoughts, actually fling us any of your thoughts, you can do so at the website www.hoppodcast.com.
That's hoppodcast.com.
It's still such a stupid name.
We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening.